Career Talk, monthly podcast series brought to you by The Network, where we bring you internal and external experts who share critical career advice. It's 2023. What a better way to start than talking about our careers, talking about our dreams. And our theme today is making our career dreams a reality. I am excited. Think about it. When you think about this particular theme, it lines right up with the network pillars, which are executive presence, career management, and strategic thinking. Why? Because your dreams are all about exploring who you are. What do you want to do? Where's your passion? What's your opportunities in front of you? And even what's the finish line looks like? So we are honored. I am happy. I am excited to introduce to some and present to others this wonderful leader in her own right. It is For Her Voice founder, CEO extraordinaire, the incomparable Yushe King. She is a wonderful leader. I'm excited to actually hear from her on today. She knows a lot about making your career dreams a reality because she did it. So I'm excited to hear from her. She has over 25 years of experience working with leaders in every capacity. She holds a master's degree in business administration from Georgia State University. She is a certified professional executive leadership coach from the World Coaching Institute. She is even certified in psychometric cognitive assessments like Myers-Briggs, the Hogan Assessment, and emotional intelligence. Remember, we talked about emotional intelligence. Maybe we'll get digging her head about that. She created For Her Voice in 2018. It operates out of Dallas and out of Detroit as well, providing coaching and accountability to change the lives of professionals and communities represented. Welcome, my friend. Doggone it, she's my friend. Yushe King, welcome.
Hello and happy 2023, Phil. I am so excited, not only to just be here, but hey, to see you as well. This is an excellent opportunity for us to go just a little bit deeper and learn just a little bit more about what we'll need in order to be successful for 2023 and beyond. We're going to dip into the past just a little bit, but only enough to elevate us for the future. So I am so excited for us to have this conversation, and I can't wait for us to get started.
Look at her dropping nuggets already, digging into the past only to elevate for the future. Watch out, audience. I'm excited. So before we get going, let's just set the temperature. Let's set the room. I just have a nice, easy question. Knock it out the park for me. What is your guilty pleasure?
Oh, wow. Like, if I must absolutely, totally be honest, it's champagne. That is my thing. That is the thing that just absolutely, I know, I'm sorry, but that's the thing for me. It's how I celebrate my small victories because I don't believe in waiting until the end to celebrate my success. I believe in celebrating that victory when it happens in the moment, right? Because there are milestones that we hit along the way in our journey to success. And I believe that there has to be a place, a way, an opportunity for us to actually, you know, celebrate that, to elevate that and to bring that into being. I'm not sure what this dinging noise is, but I'm going to try and stop it.
We hear nothing.
So okay, great, 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 great. Awesome. Okay. So really, it's all about me having those joyful moments. And I'm telling you, taking a little bit of time, sitting back in my own private space and saying, you know what? We made this. We did this. Let's celebrate this. Hey, it doesn't matter how it worked out, but you know what? We did this. So my guilty pleasure, my champagne.
What's your favorite?
Okay, so that's not my favorite. We won't talk about, but what
we'll talk
about my everyday regular. My everyday regular is Wycliffe. And I love it because it's inexpensive, tastes good, and it is just the right opportunity, right? You know, just to celebrate. So I gotta say, my Wycliffe is my go-to staple. So not so much my favorite. I'm keeping that one, but I will definitely share my go-to, and my go-to is Wycliffe.
I received that, and we're going to leave it right there. White Cliff. All right, so there you are, network audience. We know that she loves White Cliff, and there is one we will never find out. All right, so with that said, let's dive right into it, Yushe. That's awesome. Great way to set the tone. Very relaxed. Let's have some fun, but let's create possibilities and share information with our audience, right? So when we talk about making your career dreams your reality, there was a quote that you actually referenced us to, which is by Ava DuVernay, I believe it is. In your lane, there is no traffic. So talk to me about, from your own perspective, what do you think she means by this? And how does this actually align with what we're talking about today, making your career dreams a reality?
Yeah, I got to tell you, I didn't fully come to terms with her statement. Like I had not fallen into that space until the moment she said it, right? You know, it's one of those things that I had the pleasure of working in corporate America and in your home space of AT&T for over 35 years, 36. I always forget that last year and a half, 36 years. And during that time in my different roles, I was always leading, training, developing others. And we were setting up for officers conference where we're actually preparing the highest levels of leaders at AT&T. And we're coming out with ideas of how do we support their learning? How do we support their journey? And we brought in Ava DuVernay as one of those speakers to really show. And I think this lends to our conversation to really show the difference in how a leader carries the team. Mm-hmm. And when you value every aspect of your organization, I mean, from the people who open the doors to the people who clean up when it's all over, when you value everyone and I recognize that everyone has a place, then you can immediately see and appreciate and lead with authority, with power, right? That influence that we're talking about, it happens. And she was sharing that message. And in getting to that message, she said, that as you find your path, not everybody's, right? Your path, when you get in your lane, there is no traffic. There is zero traffic in your lane. So when I'm moving, when I am stepping into what is divinely ordered for me, I'll get to that in another subject too, right? We'll go a little deeper.
Watch out now. I can go.
Are we going? Whatever you see to be your belief system, whatever that truth is for you, when you step into that and you move accordingly, you'll find that there's very little friction, right? That people will come to greet you. When you speak into the universe and deliver your intentions, it's amazing how the universe will fold its way to enable you to find your success. They'll bring people to you that you need. They'll bring circumstances and opportunities to you that you never even imagined. I never could have fallen into and never would have envisioned that my career path would have taken the journey that it took. I had it laid out, you know, hey, like they say, somebody's always laughing at your plan, right?
Right, exactly.
But I was moving through it and I couldn't have seen it. I never could have fully projected it. I knew what I wanted. I just didn't always know how to get it. But what she was saying in that message is to go boldly. Forget the idea of getting ready to start. You're already ready. There is something that's in you that's above and beyond what others may already know. Start sharing that information and asking really good questions. And I think her message to me in that moment, in that time, is don't wait any longer. Stop thinking that you needed something else and recognize that when you're moving according to your path, there is no interference.
I love that. One of the quotes in an article from her, actually, I love the way you stated that. And one of the statements in that article was, we rob ourselves when we abandon our journey to follow a path that's not designed for us. So when you think about that, that's an excellent point. When you have your scope, your ideas, your views, your perspectives, I think we've talked about this many times before. Since we were children, we have an empty canvas in front of us. What you create is based on what you believe, what you consider is possible, right? But we are flooded with you can't, You shouldn't. Don't do that. And to the point, it becomes this little circle of, you know, this little scope. All of this
is possible.
But here's where we're working. So I love the way you, you know, we could spend a lot of time on that. And that's, I loved how you summed that up for the audience here. I want to, let's talk about your career. How did you, let's talk about, you know, you've accomplished a lot, Yushe. And those of y'all that don't know, she's a social media giant and she's out there and she has wonderful insights and expertise and expertise in showing where she's been and where she's going. How did you make your career, that career dream that you had at that point? It was just a spark. How did you make it a reality for yourself?
You know, as we were just, I think, transitioning from one to the other, I think it still resonates. Representation and influence. It's how I transition to representation and influence. I'm fortunate enough to be in my local hometown, which is Detroit, right? So I'm home for the holidays to spend the holidays with my family and my friends. And we had the pleasure. I took my nephews out to see the Christmas during the Christmas holiday. I took my kids, the kids out to go and see Twas the Night Before Christmas. And so here celebrating that, bringing us into the new year, it was all about those two things. Influence and representation. Mm-hmm. I knew that I wanted my nephews and my nieces to see things that they maybe didn't always know, right? Or didn't know was possible, or that they could be in a space and see it and have experiences that are beyond their everyday reach. Mm-hmm. I feel that representation is so important. And it was only because when I would see someone show up,
that's right,
in a space that I was, hey, whoa, wait, I didn't know I could go there. Mm-hmm. Is there a place for me there?
You know, I didn't know that door was open.
Even though that door existed, right? How about that? Even though that door existed. Right. And I think that when we have the opportunity, right, to really get in there and say, let me show you what can be to some new eyes, then there's the opportunity, that space becomes broader, right? Mm-hmm. We get outside of that little bitty circle because the won'ts, the can'ts, the don'ts, the I'm afraids, the fearful, right? And I'm gonna just say the crabs in the barrel have a way of making sure that we stay in a particular place. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing, we don't have a place. Our place is everywhere. So there is nowhere that we can't go. And that's where I say influencers, and I don't want us to get confused with that one, but influencers, people who are making and moving and changing, and they enable us to see opportunities that we never saw before. I see you guys are doing fantastic things at the network. LaTanya Henry is making unbelievable strides, isn't she? When I start to see what's happening there, right? You guys are just, that's one example of the unimaginable. I've never seen in all of my career and years at AT&T, had I ever seen a journey like hers. Mm-hmm. I'd never seen that magic happening, but that's a path, hey, she's finding on her own. And let's go ahead and give her some flowers and that's send right. her some praise and keep that's lifting right. her up, because that's an influencing moment that can change and pivot the lives of other people. And so, just like my career, there were individuals and people that showed up in unique spaces and that you have to go and find a connection to. It doesn't always mean you're going to know them. It doesn't always mean that you're going to be able to call them your best friend, but you can watch how they lead, learn from those moments. And don't forget that when you share that insight and that knowledge, that you give homage to the person that you got it from. And so I find that if I took my career path, my journey, it would have been those opportunities for representation where I saw myself or someone showed up that looked like me, that opened up the door of belief and possibility, or the influencers who came in and brought forth change and shifts that I never imagined possible, which gave me a belief system now for me to search and try harder to do something different. My career path, I attribute to people who stepped in and stepped up and showed me another way.
Mm-hmm. I love when you're talking about, we can't do this on our own. I agree wholeheartedly with you. So let's tap into our influencing skills that we have. And I want to talk a shift a little bit and talk about, we have a lot of young people in our audience that I can't tell you how many times I hear, hey, what's your dream? What's your passion? I don't know yet. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. And there's a phrase, a term that I want you to break down for us, career intentionality. Hmm. When you think of this term, because you made a point, you got to get out there. And yeah, the influencer is out there, but you got to find them. You know, they show up at your house, right? You know, they're going to find you in your dreams. You know, you got to do some work. So let's shift a little bit and talk about career intentionality. Define that for me in your point.
Yeah, you know what? And I'm going to use my own life story, right? So when we started talking about career intentionality, I swore up and down when I started with the company 36 and a half, well, how many ever years back? I knew that what I wanted to do was go straight to the top. Mm-hmm. I knew that I was coming in. I was going to learn. I was going to be a sponge from the very beginning. And anyone that was willing to teach, I was going to learn. And anything that I learned, I was going to give back. Because I recognize that when I get it, if I give it back, then all that does is elevate me further. So mm-hmm. And you have to be wholeheartedly. You have to be, you know, you got to be intentional. That's one I was trying not to necessarily use that word. But mm-hmm. I think you also, more than anything, you have to be authentic, mm-hmm. right? It can't be something that you're pretending to do. It has to be something that's true to you. And so without hesitation, you step into that space by being true and authentic. Now, when we think about career intentionality, like I said, I knew what I was going to do. But guess what? This isn't really what happened. Not even. I went nowhere up. I went all the way across. Mm-hmm. And that became my career intention. Mm-hmm. And it was because when I knew, and I'm going to get into that career intentionality, but when I knew exactly what I could do, mm-hmm. what people knew me for, mm-hmm. what I did well, right? And mm-hmm. what was needed, right? Mm-hmm. When I knew those things, what I could do, what I could do well, mm-hmm. what people needed, and what people expected me for, right? Because mm-hmm. sometimes I'll use this example. Your career goal could be, I want to be a project manager. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. And you could find yourself in that particular role and responsibility, and you're doing great projects. But you could end up becoming the person who's known for making great PowerPoint presentations. Now, you never intended to be the person who every time they needed something, the only thing they ever wanted you for was to make a great PowerPoint presentation. Mm-hmm. Maybe you wanted to be a project and program manager that could orchestrate and facilitate and execute from beginning to end all of the parts of a deliverable item that ensured someone's success. Mm-hmm. You don't mm-hmm. want to be remembered for being the PowerPoint maker, right? Right. So career intentionality is just that when you know who you are, what you do good, how you show up and what people expect of you, then you can communicate effectively where it is that you want to go. It's only when you start to share your specific intentions with your career goal that you get there. Now, remember, I said I'm going to use my own story.
Yes.
One of my leaders, I was in my position as a project manager, I was leading the global project management team at the time. Mm-hmm. And I stepped into a role and I knew I wanted to be the director of. I knew it. That's all I wanted. Mm-hmm. I wanted the director's title. I was having a skip level meeting with my AVP. Mm-hmm. I walked into the meeting with my resume and with the job requisition and requirements for the position that I knew I wanted. And I sat down with the AVP and I said, hey, listen, this is who I am and how I show up. This is where I want to be. Tell me what I need to do to get there. Mm-hmm. And how you gonna help me? Mm-hmm. Right? Because mm-hmm. the reality is that we have to be we have to be communicating our goals in a way that others can step into and help us where and when needed. We have to be intentional about what it is that we intend to achieve so that those people who have the power to make that happen or interfere with that progress, right? Because I'm going to get into that one in a second too, but we have to make sure that we're sharing that information with people and that we're articulating and communicating that. Because what he told me in that meeting was, I kept saying, I don't think I'm ready for this because I don't have this. And he started saying things like, but you, Shay, you're doing this every day. Did you think about the things that, and this was the one, hey, network audience, this is the one he pulled up for me. So this is the one I'm going to give back to you. He said, did you think about it for a second, you, Shay, that in your role as the national director of the network for Esteem, you're meeting with leaders at every single level.
Yeah.
So when you say that you're not accustomed to having those opportunities to be in the room with high level leaders, guess what? Yes, you are. And you're doing it off the clock. So I need you to not only bring that to the forefront of your resume, you know, and put that right up there with your job title, your roles and your responsibilities in the network of what you're doing across the organization, across leadership levels, with inside and outside of the organization. Don't leave that low-hanging fruit, because that low-hanging fruit might be the stepping stone that you need to get over the hurdle. And it was only in that moment that I was able to identify career intentionality. I'm sitting there saying, oh my gosh, if I say this and tell you that and say what I want, you can throw it back to me and see my vision. You can help me get where I want to go. So I hope that helped explain career intentionality just a little bit.
Loved it. I think the network audience is writing down. I hope y'all are writing down a whole bunch of nuggets, because she's leaving some drop. She's dropping some fruit everywhere for you all. Man. Excellent. You know what? I have a question for you. So talking about a career intentionality, talking about having vision, talking about being able to connect with others, trying to see beyond what's present and in front of you. Talk to me about, and I talk to the audience about, what are some of the biggest career failures that you've seen, the biggest causes of career failure?
Without hesitation, fear. Fear, the fear factor. And I think the biggest one as a coach is our inability as individuals and as leaders to ask for help.
So let's take both of those real quick. For fear, from an individual perspective, talk to me about that. With fear, what have you seen with individuals out there? Yes.
Fear is a little bit of twofold, right? false evidence, right? False evidence, that's what that is. Fear factor of, I'm not going to try for that position. I don't know the right person to get that job. Or I don't have enough skills to try or to do. If I have 80% of the skill requirements for a job, that's probably not the job I want. Why? Because I don't have enough room to grow, right? I need to have some space. So at 70%, I'm walking through the door. I'm applying because I have what it takes. I can do the other part. I can get over the hurdle. That's usually right what we learn in the position learning curve. I can get through that. 70% is my marker. I'm going for it. I'm applying at 70. If I'm at 80, that's not the job for me, right? So fear of, I'm not enough. That's number one. The other part is fear of what someone else might do. Going back to what we started with, when you're in your lane, and I got to tell you, I can remember having a supervisor or a leader who challenged me at every turn, who just, hey, we just couldn't get along. It was just one of those things. We agreed to disagree. Sure. But here's the thing. I stopped asking you to help me, because it wasn't so much that you were willing to help me, but I just needed you to get out of my way. I needed you to be willing to move out of the way to allow me to do what I needed to do. And so if that meant me talking to your boss or your peer, just move on them away, right? Mm-hmm. If that meant me doing more research, learning more, getting a different skill on the job, I have these qualifications on the job. I would like for the company to support me in developing my skill on this. Can I get that approved? I already went through the process of finding that out from HR. I know it's available. I already went through the process of finding out whether or not the company offers it. I know it's available. I just need you to do the approvals, right? Sometimes I can even remember during that time taking the approval document to my supervisor so that all you had to do was cut and paste, right? Making it easy. I just needed you to move out of the way. So there can be fear for what it is that I may or I'm not enough. And that's something that we have to overcome. Or fear that there may be something that's in the way. And here we have to go back to that belief system. If I am intentional about what I'm supposed to be doing, and if I'm aligned with my purpose, get out of my way, because in my lane, there is no traffic. So as, come on now, because as I'm moving down this lane, you're just naturally going to have to get out of my way. Because what I'm doing, there are going to be people, there are going to be influences that are going to come into my life that will remove your negativity from it. Now, I know that there are going to be times when I have to be intentional about removing you, but that's when I have to say, I am enough. I have to shift my belief system. I'm enough. I deserve to be here. And this is what it is I'm going after. Fear.
Fear of the unknown as well.
Yeah.
Fear of the unknown, because when you look at these possibilities, it's scary.
We don't know what we don't know. But here's the thing. Then how do I know what I'm going to get? Mm-hmm. If I don't know what I don't know, then I'm going to go find out, right? And find out more. But in the process, as I find out more, I can learn from it. Remember, there's no such thing as a loss, right? It's a learn, right? We either win or we learn. We don't lose. Mm-hmm. So if I go out there and I try it and it don't work, or I don't know, and I ask the question, there's the most beautiful question. In 2022, I gave away, I forgot the number, and I don't want to lie about how many books I mailed out to my clients and prospectives. But one of the most common books I gave away in the year 2022 was mm-hmm. A More Beautiful Question. Mm-hmm. And the reason is, I want us to change the way we think about who we are and how we show up. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Instead of saying, what can I do? Right? Let's change that question. Right? Right? Mm-hmm. How can I help? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right? So, because if I ask you, what do you need? You may not know, because when you don't know, you can't tell me what you need. But when I say, in order for me to achieve this, what would you recommend? What would you offer me as a leader who's been through this journey? What one thing do you want me to know that might help me be better tomorrow? If I change my question from mm-hmm. how can you help me? I don't know. How can I help you? Into can you help me achieve this? Right? If we rephrase that questioning, I think we can get a much better result, and we can overcome that fear of the unknown, because the unknown is just that. And if we step out on faith and belief, and if we're in that lane, it's going to come. It's going to come. And there are no losses. It's always learn. It's always
learn. That last one. No losses.
Always learn.
Always learns. We got about 30 seconds remaining.
Okay.
One final thought that you would have, that you want to share with the network audience?
The most important thing is your own mindset. You have to believe that you can and you will. Once you recognize that you will, everyone else will follow, because we will believe and follow the leader who says, I can. We will follow you, and we will do all that we can to clear the path for your success. When you believe it, it's mm-hmm. possible. You got to believe it.
What an awesome session. Yushay, you were phenomenal. Mm. Powerfully present. Nothing less than what I have to give you. What a better way to end it than to say, in 2023, I will.
I will.
I will. I love this. Thank you, Yushay, for joining me. Ms. King, thank you for joining us today. I truly appreciate all of the nuggets that you've shared. Network audience, I appreciate you all joining in with us one more time. And do me a favor, log in and share. Share with others, because this was a powerful session. Making your career dreams a reality. Be powerful in 2023. We'll see you at the next session.